Michigan Democrat Senator Debbie Stabenow will not seek re-election in 2024. By Jacob Bliss on January 5, 2023. Senator Debbie Stabenow, DME, will not seek re-election in 2024, having decided to retire at the end of her current term in January 2025. Stabenow, a member of Senate Democrat leadership, announced her decision Thursday morning, saying she wants to clear the way for a crop of new political leaders. Inspired by a new generation of leaders, I have decided to pass the torch in the U.S. Senate. I am announcing today that I will not seek re-election and will leave the U.S. Senate at the end of my term on January 3, 2025, she said in part of a lengthy statement. As part of my own new generation, I was elected to the Ingham County Commission in 1974 at the age of 24, she continued. As the youngest and first woman to chair the board, this began years of breaking barriers, blazing trails, and being the first woman to reach historic milestones as an elected official, including the honor of being the first woman from Michigan elected to the U.S. Senate. But I have always believed it's not enough to be the first unless there is a second and a third. When my term ends, I intend to begin a new chapter in my life that includes continuing to serve our state outside of elected office while spending precious time with my amazing 96-year-old mom and my wonderful family, Stabenow added. The senator's announcement leaves Michigan in play during the 2024 election cycle, which includes a presidential election, after President Joe Biden only won with roughly 50.5% in the 2020 presidential election. Not having an incumbent Democrat senator in Michigan could end up helping the Republicans' chances across the state, while a GOP candidate for Senate and president would be at the top of the ticket. With only a slim 51-seat majority, the Democrat Senatorial Campaign Committee, DSCC, the Senate Democrats' campaign arm, will not only have to try to keep the 51-seat majority, but do so while spending millions to protect vulnerable Democrat senators and potentially Senator Kyrsten Sinema, IOS. In the next election cycle, 23 of the 33 Senate seats up for re-election are currently held by Democrats or left-leaning independents, and former President Donald Trump won 6 of the states by double digits in at least one of his presidential elections. In fact, Republicans are already rubbing salt on the Democrats' chances in Michigan and the rest of the country. National Republican Senatorial Committee Communications Director Mike Berg told Breitbart News, "Senate Democrats don't even have a campaign chair yet, and they are already dealing with a major retirement. We are going to aggressively target this seat in 2024. This could be the first of many Senate Democrats who decide to retire rather than lose." Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.